Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We are talking to Dr. Owen Strawn today about his book. It's been out a bit over a year now, maybe close to a year and a half, The War on Men, Why Society Hates Them and Why We Need Them. Owen, great to have you back. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Fred. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, sketch out the current crisis in our culture as it pertains to men. What's going on? And just what is the problem you're trying to address here?
Men are said to be toxic. That's fundamentally the left's claim about strong manhood, what I call strong manhood, assertive, traditional manhood. And so you recognize with regard to where our boys are, a lot of them are growing up in a climate where they are hearing that if they are a risk taker, or if they want to build something, or if they want to go out to recess and play a contact sport, that is their toxicity talking. And there's a lot of different factors to that we can talk about. But fundamentally, in this book, The War on Men, what I'm trying to do is say, absolutely, every man is a sinner, just like every woman is a sinner. So men have real problems. Men have real issues. But the solution, the way to aid men, the way to lift boys up who are struggling and young men who are struggling, is not to point a finger at them in terms of some kind of therapeutic condition and say, you are worse than a girl. You need to be more like a girl. And when you're being traditional and aggressive and assertive, that's your toxicity talking. The solution is to say, hold up. God has made boys and girls distinct. Certainly a lot of overlap between the sexes, but nonetheless distinct. And boys are actually called to be strong. We can talk about some biblical texts that speak to that as we go on here. And so, young men, what I want you to understand is that desire to be strong is not toxic. That's a good desire. But here's the deal. You need the gospel for that. You need to die to yourself and then rise in Christ. And that's the strength God wants. But all of that, Fred, is very much countercultural in 2025.
All right. What explains this cultural term? Turn. It used to be something that was prized for a man to be manly and strong and all of that. And the culture has somewhat turned quite a bit. What are some factors that have played into that? What explains it all?
You just recognize that feminism has had a massive influence on American culture. And there's a lot of ways we could trace that out. But one of them would be this. It's assumed that if you're a productive person in society, you are, for example, inclusive. And that often means that you listen well and you're really pleasant and you don't start disagreements and you're easy to get along with and you're just fundamentally very nice. And how that is layered onto manhood is that men are called to be kinder and gentler. And the real message that our culture wants us to hear as men and as boys is basically be more like women, be nice. I want to be very clear in this book, The War on Men, that I actually think Christian men are very much called to be gracious, kind, tender, loving, warm, approachable, humble, and on the list goes. So my book is not the book that says the culture says to be nice, be mean in the name of Jesus. That's not the message I have. And frankly, Fred, there has been some of that kind of reaction in our society and even in evangelical circles. There's this whole thing online called red pill manhood. And what red pill manhood of the internet has basically said is feminism is all poison. Men need to recover their masculinity. The way to do that is to be basically the polar opposite of everything feminism says men should be. And I'm not trying to strike some golden mean between feminism and secular patriarchy in my approach. I just want to be biblical. The reality is this: when you look at Jesus, you see a man who is very tough. John 2, 13 to 17, he scourges the temple. But you also see a man who is very tender, a man who is approachable. At Matthew 18, 2 to 6, he calls little children to him and blesses them and tells his disciples that they need to become like little children. He reverses and flips so many of the social codes of his era in those kind of ways. He honors women and talks to women as if they're actually human beings in his day, including low status women. All this to say, for us as Christians, it's not some, podcaster out there who's ice bathing at 6:30 in the morning who is our foremost model. You might learn something from, some of these guys out there in practical terms. Maybe you will. But our model and our emblem as Christian men is Jesus. And that's the major contribution I'm trying to make in this whole royal conversation.